Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Michelle Patrick.
All right, give me just a moment to pull up the account. Can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
My address is 2005 West Galena, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53205.
Okay, and give me just a moment to take a look here at the account. Okay, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for waiting. So looking here at the account, it looks like it was created February 27th. There was a sweepstakes entry for the contest to win the iPad. It also included the Bites Hub app, which is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. I do show here that the previous agent did cancel out the account, but that you were claiming fraud. Is that correct?
Yes, because my phone is connected to my laptop, and I'm in the hospital. So that means my niece was on there browsing, and she pushed the OK button, thinking it was just the iPod. And I'm in the hospital now. I need nothing to boost my energy. I'm good. But my card is connected to my phone, so if you push pay, you know, it automatically go to my card and take it off.
Okay. Now, I know with our site, when you sign up, you have to manually enter in the information as far as first name, last name, email, phone number, billing address, shipping address, the full card, and the CVV on the back of the card has to be entered in order for an order to be placed. Now, I do also show here, the previous agent did check the information that all of it matches, but it looks like the order was processed. Let's see here. Give me one moment. All right, I apologize for the wait. So the way we do orders here, everything has to go through the bank to be approved before we can process anything on our end. And it looks like your bank did process everything and agree that all of the information matches. So unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to issue any refunds. We can cancel the account to make sure that there will be no further charges. But as far as the charge that did go through, I wouldn't be able to issue a refund on that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I know she kept saying she wanted a free iPod. I was telling her, don't push nothing, don't do nothing. Well, I'm sorry, but you canceled that because I ain't even got no money like that to pay right now. I don't even know how that went through. But, Jesus. Well, you just canceled. Don't play no more, please.
Yes, ma'am. You're fully canceled out, so there will be no further charges. Was there anything else that I could do for you?
No.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you then for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
You too.